Welcome to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues of fast-growing businesses. If you're a business owner or operator looking for practical tips and solutions to scaling your business in a sustainable manner, you're in the right place. Now here's your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre.
Hello and welcome to the Business Infrastructure Show, where we share tips and resources to help you cure back office blues. I'm your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre, and I'm joined today by one of my favorite people on the planet, Marie Incontrera. Marie is a speaker, author, and the founder and CEO of Incontrera Consulting, a social media, publicity, and TEDx speaker consulting firm. Her consulting services include social media and online branding services for individuals and small businesses, as well as media bookings, including podcasts, internet radio, traditional radio, and more. Her services also include TEDx talk development and speaker booking outreach, as well as book launch services. I'm personally a huge fan of Marie's work, and she knows this, and she's helped me tremendously with my social media presence. And today you're going to get a taste of the value she can add. She's going to be sharing with us the one thing we need to know about social media. There's so much to know, but what that one thing is that we need to keep in mind when it comes to social media. So be prepared to take notes. Marie, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. And wow, what an introduction.
Well, you're amazing. And everybody's about to understand why I say that. Before we actually get into that one thing we need to know about social media, can you first tell us a little bit more about what you do at Incontrera Consulting?
Sure. So we are sort of a three-pronged firm. And at the heart of everything that we do, it's helping thought leaders leverage their thought leadership. So that a thought leader can be a business thinker, it can be a CEO, it can be a business owner, it can be an author or an artist or an entertainer. So thought leadership is really about creating ideas, and all of our services are about leveraging those ideas. So social media, which means getting your ideas out on the digital platforms that are so widely available to us nowadays, podcasts, so kind of like you and I are doing, we're talking about ideas. And the great thing about podcasts is that they're really just a conversation. And you're, you know, a lot of people listen to them when they're commuting or they're cleaning or they're working. So that's a relatively new medium that wasn't available to us, you know, 20 years ago. Right. And then TEDx, of course, which is the one of the best ways for you to position yourself as an expert.
Absolutely. Now, again, there's so much that can be said about social media. So of your three-pronged approach, we're going to be focusing specifically on social media today. But if you had to say that there was one thing, Marie, that we need to know about social media, what is that one thing?
Social media is about providing value to your audience. It's not about selling. It's not about promoting yourself. It's about providing value. It can be about selling and promoting yourself after that. And that's sort of a byproduct of providing value. But the way that you get people to engage is by providing value to them first.
Very interesting, because it's so tempting to want to boost your numbers up on, right, on, you know, these different platforms like LinkedIn and Instagram and, you know, you name it. So that, yeah, you can sell to them, but you're saying we need to first really establish a presence, if I'm understanding correctly, we need to first establish a presence, mm-hmm, on these platforms by providing value.
And absolutely.
And then you can start. At what point, Marie, do you know that it's okay, I guess, to start selling?
Well, everybody's different. And, you know, the longer I do this, the more I try to find a formula, and the truth is that everybody's different and there's really a sweet spot. You know, usually it's not less than 3 months of providing value or even 6 months of providing value. But in between those things, you know, so let's say you have a lot of engagement in the first 6 months that you're doing this, a lot of engagement, a lot of sharing, a lot of commenting, a lot of, hey, I'd like to have another conversation about this because you seem like an expert, right? Once you start selling, you also can't stop providing value. So it's really about experimenting, and everybody's different. You know, for instance, I have a client that I've been working with for 2 years, and all we do is provide value, and every so often he'll have a product or a video to watch or a new article that he really wants a lot of views on. And that's the same thing as selling, right? So mm-hmm. in that, we're providing value.
Now, when you say provide value, can you explain that a little bit more? Because I have my ideas of what I mm-hmm. think you mean when you say that, but I'd love to hear what your actual definition is.
Yeah, sure. So providing value is really about giving the audience an idea of what you're an expert in and giving them a free nugget of information. So of course, don't give away the whole, you know, you wouldn't, for example, you have a book, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't give away the whole book, but you might talk about the information that's in a chapter, or you might, you know, have a fact about business infrastructure somewhere, you know, on a quote card or an infographic or that kind of thing. So basically you're providing some free information out there for business owners or, you know, business managers, that this way, when they need a business infrastructure person, you're top of mind.
Hmm. Okay. And so that could also mean sharing an article and maybe providing commentary on it, or even if you've written an article yourself, just making sure you share that kind of content, right?
Yeah, exactly. And okay. Always position it in the copy. That's another thing. So if you're providing an article, one of the good things to do is to, when you write copy for the post, talk about why it's valuable. And that's usually the best way to write copy, is you talk about what's in it for them to read it.
So less about the first person writing in the first person, hey, look at me, look at what I wrote, and this is what I do, and more about, this is why I think this information may be beneficial to you.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Makes perfect sense. Now, if we had to try to tie this into business infrastructure, because obviously that's what this show is about. Now, mm-hmm. for those who are listening for the first time, business infrastructure is a system for linking your people, processes, and tools to ensure growth in a profitable and sustainable way. Now, Marie, one of the biggest things that I hear people complain about when it comes to social media, myself included, I'm including myself in this, is how do you find the time to be active? Because I'll never forget when I first started learning about social media, like over 10 years ago, mm-hmm. of the person who was speaking at this particular event said, you know, it's kind of like when you show up to a networking event and you walk into a room full of people and you say nothing. And so it's the same thing with social media, right? It's social. You don't walk into this virtual or digital room full of other people and not say anything and then complain because you're not getting any leads, or, you know, you're not gaining any traction. So, you know, again, if we had to tie this into business infrastructure, can you talk more about the specific people and some of the processes and even some of the tools that you would recommend using? Sure. With social media. And if you want to talk about one platform in particular, I think that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of social media at large and all the platforms, and there are so many, with business, every business is different, just mm-hmm. like every thought leader is different. So your hairstyling business might not do well on LinkedIn, but you might go viral on Instagram and Facebook, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whereas your coaching business might not do well on Facebook, for example, but it might live on LinkedIn and might get a lot of engagement there. So you really have to look at each platform and experiment and see where your tribe is, because not every platform works for everyone. So that's the first thing. And in terms of time, so there are a couple of tools you can use. I personally use Meet Edgar, which is a social media scheduling platform. And I use that one because I have a number of accounts that I use. But for somebody who's just managing their own business's social media, they might use TweetDeck or Hootsuite to schedule their posts.
Okay.
So, you know, every Sunday night or Monday morning, if you're doing this yourself as a business owner, just take 30 minutes, think about providing value to your customers or your potential clients, and create at least one post a day. That's, you know, rule of thumb, post every day, or at least Monday through Friday. So five posts a week, a little bit more for Twitter, and that's if you're on Twitter, and that's the bare minimum there. You can also, of course, that's why people like me are in business, because if you don't have the time to do it, you can, this is something that you can very easily outsource.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of people to outsource this kind of work to, can we talk a little bit more about that? Because obviously people like you, mm-hmm. just as business owners aren't all created equal and thought leaders aren't all created equal, the same is true for yeah. people to outsource this to. And I see, I've met so many people over the years who say that they can help you with your social media postings. Mm-hmm. And for myself, and I know the way our relationship works is I know that you really understand what I do and you know my yep. voice. And mm-hmm. so you're good to go. Whereas there have been people that I've worked with in the past where I really had to monitor everything that every post that they put out there mm-hmm. on my behalf. And that just took up even more time. And so then right. I was like, well, wait a minute, why am I even outsourcing this? The whole point was to be able to help streamline my own process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm taking up even more time just trying to edit and review before things are actually posted. So can you touch on that a little bit?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's actually my favorite topic. funny story. No, because you know, I do get a lot of people who come to me and say, oh, well, I worked with somebody else and they, you know, didn't really understand me, or, you know, I tried to hire somebody out of college, that sort of thing, which can work, you know, they're, I'm not knocking that, but you know, one of the things that if you're hiring a social media consultant for your business, one of the big things to look out for is that they know what they're good at and that they will learn you or your business's voice. And that can be really general in terms of, you know, like when you and I first met and we started working together, you know, we talked about what hashtags to use and what the language sounds like and what business infrastructure actually is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how you like to position your podcast, you know, and how you like to talk about each guest and that sort of thing. And it can be really specific, like always use the Oxford comma or never use exclamation points when talking about XYZ. And sometimes that process is really quick. And sometimes that process takes maybe a week or two just to sort of get used to each other. But you want somebody who is going to basically play you online.
Mm. So less about the first person writing in the first person, hey, look at me, look at what I wrote, and this is what I do, and more about, this is why I think this information may be beneficial to you.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Makes perfect sense. Now, if we had to try to tie this into business infrastructure, because obviously that's what this show is about. Now, mm-hmm. for those who are listening for the first time, business infrastructure is a system for linking your people, processes, and tools to ensure growth in a profitable and sustainable way. Now, Marie, one of the biggest things that I hear people complain about when it comes to social media, myself included, I'm including myself in this, is how do you find the time to be active? Because I'll never forget when I first started learning about social media, like over 10 years ago, of the person who was speaking at this particular event said, you know, it's kind of like when you show up to a networking event and you walk into a room full of people and you say nothing. And so it's the same thing with social media, right? It's social. You don't walk into this virtual or digital room full of other people and not say anything and then complain because you're not getting any leads or, you know, you're not gaining any traction. So, you know, again, if we had to tie this into business infrastructure, can you talk more about the specific people and some of the processes and even some of the tools that you would recommend using with social media? And if you want to talk about one platform in particular, I think that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of social media at large and all the platforms, and there are so many, with business, every business is different. Just like every thought leader is different. So your hairstyling business might not do well on LinkedIn, but you might go viral on Instagram and Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas your coaching business might not do well on Facebook, for example, but it might live on LinkedIn and might get a lot of engagement there. So you really have to look at each platform and experiment and see where your tribe is, because not every platform works for everyone. So that's the first thing. And in terms of time, so there are a couple of tools you can use. I personally use Meet Edgar, which is a social media scheduling platform. And I use that one because I have a number of accounts that I use. But for somebody who's just managing their own business's social media, they might use TweetDeck or Hootsuite to schedule their posts.
Okay.
So, you know, every Sunday night or Monday morning, if you're doing this yourself as a business owner, just take 30 minutes, think about providing value to your customers or your potential clients, and create at least one post a day. That's, you know, rule of thumb, post every day, or at least Monday through Friday. So five posts a week, a little bit more for Twitter, and that's if you're on Twitter, and that's the bare minimum there. You can also, of course, that's why people like me are in business, because if you don't have the time to do it, this is something that you can very easily outsource.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of people to outsource this kind of work too, can we talk a little bit more about that? Because obviously people like you, just as business owners aren't all created equal and thought leaders aren't all created equal, the same is true for people to outsource this too. And I've met so many people over the years who say that they can help you with your social media postings. Mm-hmm. And for myself, and I know the way our relationship works is, I know that you really understand what I do and you know my voice, and so you're good to go. Whereas there have been people that I've worked with in the past where I really had to monitor every post that they put out there on my behalf. Mm-hmm. And that just took up even more time. And so then I was like, well, wait a minute, why am I even outsourcing this? The whole point was to be able to help streamline my own process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm taking up even more time just trying to edit and review before things are actually posted. So can you touch on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's actually my favorite topic. funny story. No, because, you know, I do get a lot of people who come to me and say, oh, well, I worked with somebody else and they, you know, didn't really understand me, or, you know, I tried to hire somebody out of college, that sort of thing, which can work. You know, I'm not knocking that, but, you know, one of the things that if you're hiring a social media consultant for your business, one of the big things to look out for is that they know what they're good at. and that they will learn you or your business's voice. And that can be really general in terms of, you know, like when you and I first met and we started working together, you know, we talked about what hashtags to use and what the language sounds like and what business infrastructure actually is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how you like to position your podcast, you know, and how you like to talk about each guest and that sort of thing. And it can be really specific, like always use the Oxford comma or never use exclamation points when talking about XYZ. And sometimes that process is really quick. And sometimes that process takes maybe a week or two just to sort of get used to each other. But you want somebody who is going to basically play you online.
Mm. A clone of yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that clone needs to know what they do well. I mean, I know for myself, for instance, I'm really good at business topics, and I'm really good at anything creative. But when it comes to like, you know, for example, I wouldn't work with like a housing goods store because I probably would run out of content really quickly, and I just wouldn't be creative about it.
So even you, with the type of work that you do, you have a target market as well.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. And I think that's very key, Marie, because there's no shortage of people out there who say they can help you with this kind of thing.
Right.
But they kind of accept any and everybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I never thought about it that way, but that's a great point. Hold that thought, because I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to learn more about your books as well as some additional resources that mm-hmm. you might be able to share with us. So when we come back, we'll kind of pick up where we're leaving off. Today's episode is brought to you by Equilibria, an operations management firm specializing in business infrastructure for fast-growing small businesses. The faster your company grows, the more people you will need to add to your team. Without clarity on what should be done, who should do the work, and when, where, why, and how, your business is guaranteed to miss the mark in customer, employee, and vendor satisfaction. Equilibria can develop a business infrastructure that calms the chaos and provides a recipe for sustainable success. Visit eqbsystems.com today. Mention the Business Infrastructure Podcast for a free 30-minute phone consultation. That's eqbsystems.com. And we are back with Marie and Contrera. And before that break, Marie, you were telling us that the one thing we need to know about social media is that it's all about providing value to our audience. And you were recommending some of the different types of processes as well as tools. And if we decide to outsource the actual implementation of our social media strategy, the type of people that we should look for in helping us with that. Now, can you share with us some resources where we can learn more about social media?
Yeah, sure. I recommend Meet Edgar's blog.
Okay.
They have some really good tips for business owners, and they're target market, actually, funnily enough, is small businesses. So they talk about time-saving tips and things like that.
Okay.
There's a lot on LinkedIn Learning now. You know, small mini courses and things like that for social media and for, you know, positioning yourself as an expert.
Okay.
So that's...
I'm sorry, I have a really quick question about that. Do they only talk about LinkedIn, or do they talk about some of the other platforms as well, like Facebook or Twitter?
I've used it mostly for brand positioning and also for LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is its own animal, but I've seen some other more general social media stuff on there.
Okay.
So, and I have a book. My book is called Social, Your Book Launch. And it's speaking to authors, but 99.5% of the advice in there could be used for small business owners, because we basically talk about the same thing, providing value, posting schedules and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And you have another book too, right, called Spread Your Idea?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's about TEDx and the process of getting from, you know, idea to stage.
And just to also plug your, you have two TEDx talks, one in Seville, is it Seville Square and Beacon Street?
Yep.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about your TEDx talks.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to sort of experiment because as a TEDx consultant, I wanted to make sure I knew the process really, really well. So I did it twice. My first talk is, I don't even know if you know this, but I went to music school and I worked for many years as a jazz musician. So my first
Really? Talk, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a working musician for 10 years.
Wow.
So different life, you know, different starving artist, which is part of the reason that I love working on creative topics on social media as well. But yeah, my first talk is about jazz and business innovation, and, you know, how the great innovators of jazz like Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie are they're great models for business thinkers. So, and my second one is about exercise and earning potential.
That's, well, I've learned something new about you today, Marie. I had no idea. But it makes sense. No, seriously, I had no idea. And I've always, so I'm going to make sure that we have links to both of your talks because I was looking for that. I don't remember seeing that on your website. Is it on your website?
It may not be. My website's slightly bare bones.
Okay. Okay. That's why I didn't see it. So I will, you and I will get together after this interview to make sure that I have a link to that in the show notes so that we can all take a look at your talks. Now, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn. And I, so you can find me there. And I also, my website is incontrera.com. That's my last name. incontrera.com. You can email me at marie@incontrera.com, or you can find me on, you know, pretty much any other social media platform out there.
Well, Marie, thank you so much for being on the show today. I, as long as we've been working with each other, I myself have learned quite a bit during this episode as well. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And now that you've heard from Marie, is there something that she said that resonated with you? If so, how are you going to apply that to your business? As a reminder, she said that the one thing we need to know about social media is that it's all about providing value to our audiences. Specifically, it's not about selling and promotions. That's actually a byproduct. You first want to make sure that you establish yourself as a thought leader in whatever it is that you do. And then you can start actually selling and promoting. But as Marie said, even if you start selling and promoting a particular product or service on any of these social platforms, you also still have to make sure that you're still providing value. Everybody is different. There's no set formula. That's kind of the beauty of social media, right? So she also recommended that we look at each platform and experiment. And as you're experimenting, try a new platform out for at least 90 days or try out some new ideas for at least 90 days just to see if it actually works. You have to know your audience and where they hang out. Some people may do really well on LinkedIn, whereas others may thrive and flourish on Instagram. You'll never know unless you actually get out there and start trying. And the other thing that Marie said is that when we are looking for people that we could possibly get to help us with our social media execution and implementing our social media strategy, if we do outsource that work, make sure you look for someone who has experience in your line of work and so that they can understand your voice and understand your business. And the process in and of itself, you can start thinking of how you want to post different things across different social media platforms at the beginning of the week. Make sure you post at least one thing every day, Monday through Friday. Some people also post on Saturdays and Sundays, depending on the platform that they're using. And she also shared with us some different tools that we can use to help streamline our social media posting efforts. Some of those tools included Meet Edgar and Hootsuite. If you want to learn more about Marie and how she may be able to help you enhance your social media presence, definitely reach out to her on LinkedIn. You can find her at Marie N. Contrera. And again, her last name is spelled I-N-C-O-N, T like Tom, R-E-R-A. You can also email her at marie@ncontrera.com. As a reminder, we will have links to all of the resources Marie shared in the show notes at businessinfrastructure.tv. Did you know we have a YouTube channel? Yes, that's right. You can now find this show as well as other videos on YouTube. Just go to businessinfrastructure.tv and look for the link. When you get to our channel, be sure to subscribe and click the notification bell so that you'll know when the next episode airs. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, stay focused, be encouraged. This entrepreneurial journey is a marathon and not a sprint. Until the next time.
Thank you for listening to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues with Alicia Butler-Pierre. If you like what you've heard, do us a favor and subscribe, leave a rating and review, and more importantly, share with your colleagues and team members who could benefit from the information. Join us next week for another episode of Business Infrastructure with Alicia Butler-Pierre.